Welcome into Jaguars Live, presented by EverBank for the post-game report, joined by the head coach, Gus Bradley. Congratulations, 21-13 win over the Titans.
What a great feeling. I mean, to be in that locker room and the excitement and the energy level and, really so many players stepped it up throughout the game. And, to finish it off with a play like Cinderic had was really good.
Kind of concerned there because the first four offensive possessions, I think only like 16 yards and one first down. And then they get the possession before the end of the half and it's 11 plays, touchdown drive.
It really was. I wrote it down that we're struggling a little bit, but give credit to our offensive staff. Kept their poise. The offense really felt that. And he said, you know what? It's going to come. It's going to come. And then to take 11 play drive, put some points on the board, big, big momentum going into the locker room. And then to come out in the second half, another 11 play drive. It just felt really good for our team.
And on that drive, you had a third and nine, and your quarterback, who was questionable coming into this game with a foot injury, rips off a scramble to get the first down, sacrificing his body.
You know what? He really did. I mean, the guy competed his tail off. The team feels it. That's what they feel every day in practice. And his competitive juices, I mean, you're right. We tested him at 5 o'clock today to see if he could even play. And, but that's his mindset. When he gets into a game, that type of environment, he really competed.
How big of a boost is a game like this to where your offense gets three touchdowns, but did it really without any help from the defense? And I'm not trying to be critical of the defense, but I mean, as far as the takeaways, there were no takeaways
right.
That set it up.
Right. And no turnovers, for us. So we took care of the ball. But, anytime you do that, we said there's going to be different times. Sometimes the defense might have a tough night and the offense has to step up and vice versa. And then there's nights where special teams has to step up. So, I just thought that was really, all three phases really did a nice job. And the offense to put 21 points up was a great job.
And the last drive there by the offense, 6:06 on the clock, I think, when they took over, and they were able to eat up like 5 minutes of the game clock.
Well, that's 4-minute offense. We talked about if we have 8 minutes, we should be able to take 8 minutes off the clock. Now, we didn't quite do it, but, we took it to where they didn't have much time, and our defense got to pin their ears back and rush, and that's what they love to do.
All right, go enjoy it. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, now let's bring back in the pride of the Jaguars. Tony Boselli, as I get untangled from the cords here.
I want you to go down.
Hey, look, we were kind of concerned to start this ball game out.
Kind of.
I mean, I was making notes.
We were sweating.
Here. First four offensive possessions, they had one first down and 16 yards of offense, and were really struggling, particularly Blake Bortles.
Well, I think we've talked about it on the and during the radio broadcast, and really during the breaks. He just didn't look comfortable. I thought he was trying. I thought he listened probably too much last week about the sacks. Get rid of the ball. Get rid of the ball. Get rid of the ball. And he was checking down and not seeing things down the field. That drive that they started drive of the first half, where they ran the ball, I thought he got comfortable. And from that moment on, I thought the offense clicked.
Well, you talk about running the ball. Toby Gerhart, I think it was three carries on that drive for 24 yards, and really, the first one was big. Deion Sanders. Come on in here, Deion.
He was one of the best ever.
Thank you, sir.
All right. That's all I need to say. That's all I
want
to say.
NFL Network's Deion Sanders jumping in with us there. But to continue on with the offense here, Toby Gerhart with those rushes really kind of kick-started that drive. But even more impressive to come out in the second half, the first possession that you have, which was the first possession of the second half, to put together another 11-play touchdown drive.
Well, if I'm not mistaken, I think that's the first time they've done that all year. When they've answered, where we've said, okay, they got some momentum going at halftime, they need to come out and do that in the second half. And what has happened in the past? They've struggled three and out, and they've really put a lot of pressure on the defense. I thought this was the first time where they answered the bell and allowed the defense to come play with some energy, with a lead, and knowing that their offense had some momentum. And I thought that was all the difference. The second half was night and day from the first.
And on that second drive, I make notes here. The offensive line, there was one play in particular to where the Titans brought the blitz. And Blake Bortles had plenty of time, a perfect pocket, perfect protection, and then he had the patience to find Marquise Lee down the field for 34 yards. That was a perfect play.
Well, I thought the offensive line played well tonight overall. I thought the protection was good for the most part. They ran the ball when they had to. Hey, anytime you get the ball with 6 minutes left in the ball game and you can control the clock and pretty much put the game away, is pretty dang good. And the other thing is, who were we worried about? Was Jarrell Casey. We talked about him all week.
Did he have a sack? I
didn't see him get to the quarterback. Maybe a pressure here or there. He's one of the best defensive tackles in all of football, and they really took him out of the game. I give the guys, everyone up front credit. I thought it was an outstanding day overall, especially the way they started. Mm-hmm. Because how easy is it? You're 2-12. It's not going your way. You're struggling. Your quarterback's beat up. So easy.
Just like we talked about last week at Baltimore, where you give up a special teams score on the block punt touchdown.
I give all the credit, obviously, to the guys, but to Gus Bradley and his staff. That is not an easy job to do. We've been on a lot of football teams, and we watch a lot of football. And there are teams mail it in and guys mail it in. No one on this team has done that, and that's a credit to the entire organization. It starts with Gus Bradley.
All right, last question here. How important was this win for this staff and the organization at this point?
I think winning right now is huge. They need to – Gus has changed the culture in this building. The last step is to introduce winning and to have winning be the expectation and get used to winning and learning how to win. And everyone wants to talk draft position and who, you know, first pick, second. I don't care about any of that. That doesn't mean anything right now. This team needs to learn to win and how to win tight games, tough games when you're down, when things aren't going your way. And they did that today. Hey, listen, this is an AFC South opponent. They play another one next week. You want to win these games. You set the tempo for next year. Hey, we're a team that's going to compete for the division.
Well, and congratulations to the Jaguars. Victorious in their last home game here against the Tennessee Titans, 21-13. That'll do it for us here from Jaguars Live, presented by EverBank.